Hello, and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's Stream Globe Devotional is titled, Be Anxious for Nothing. Today's meditation was written by Dr. Emmanuel James. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. I have just read from the English Standard Version. After God had given the promise of an heir to Abraham, Sarai, his wife, in anxiety, counseled him to have Hagar, her maid, for a wife. Sarai worried about her obvious state of barrenness, her age, and her husband's age. Her worries were legitimate. She was obviously barren. Her husband was already 85 years old, and she had gone past the age of childbearing. She was 75 years old. Abraham consented to his wife's counsel, and Ishmael, a wild man whose hand will be against every man, and upon whom every man's hand shall be against, was born. Ishmael was the result. Like Sarai, do you have legitimate reasons to worry? Why then should God expect you not to worry, when he knows that you have obvious reasons to worry? A father will be proud when his child is in the midst of other children and shows that he depends on the father. You also will make God proud when, even in the face of seemingly impossible situations, you choose to depend on him by refusing to be anxious or to worry. Know that whenever we worry as children of God, we are actually doubting God. And if that worry is not quickly arrested, our actions will end up confessing that God is incapable of helping us. Note also that decisions made out of anxiety and fear will never glorify God. They will most likely produce an Ishmael. How then should one handle anxiety or worry? It is by casting all our cares upon the Lord, for he cares for us. Note that the use of the word casting shows a present continuous duty. You will have to continually cast your cares upon the Lord, else you will be anxious. We do this in the place of prayer. Every time anxiety seems to rise in your heart, pray about that matter until the peace of God replaces the anxiety in your heart. Go into today knowing that no anxiety or worry is from God, and getting anxious or worried is an indication that there is a care that you are yet to cast upon the Lord. Pray like this: Lord Jesus, help me to always cast my cares upon you and make you proud by living free of all worries and anxieties. In Jesus' name, amen. If you are listening to this and you have not yet made Jesus the Lord of your life and you want to accept Jesus as your Lord, let us pray this prayer together. Say, Lord Jesus, today I confess that you are Lord. I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for receiving me. Thank you because by faith in you, I receive salvation. I surrender to your Lordship from today, and I ask that you come and rule my life. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for accepting me into your family. In Jesus' name, amen. If you've just prayed this prayer, visit our website at streamglobe.org and click on the Being Born Again link at the menu. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today is from Luke chapter 17 to chapter 18. Beware of scammers. No one in Stream Globe will call you to request any code or for any investment scheme. Our groups only exist for sharing Stream Globe outreach materials. Beware of impersonators and scammers. The audio for today's yearly Bible plan reading comes up next. Luke chapter 17 to chapter 18.
Jesus said to his disciples,
"Things that cause people to stumble are bound to come, but woe to anyone through whom they come. It would be better for you to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around your neck than for you to cause one of these little ones to stumble. So watch yourselves. If a brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them, and if they repent, forgive them. Even if they sin against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times come back to you saying, 'I repent,' you must forgive them."
This is a hard teaching.
The apostles said to the Lord,
"Increase our faith."
"If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it will obey you. Suppose one of you has a servant plowing or looking after the sheep. Will he say to the servant when he comes in from the field, 'Come along now and sit down to eat'? Won't he rather say, 'Prepare my supper, get yourself ready and wait on me while I eat and drink. After that, you may eat and drink.' Will he thank the servant because he did what he was told to do? So you also, when you have done everything you were told to do, should say, 'We are unworthy servants. We have only done our duty.'"
Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice,
"Jesus, Master, have pity on us."
When he saw them, he said,
"Go, show yourselves to the priests."
And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked,
"Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? Rise and go. Your faith has made you well."
"Yes, Lord. Thank you."
Once, having been asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus replied,
"The coming of the kingdom of God is not something that can be observed, nor will people say, 'Here it is,' or 'There it is,' because the kingdom of God is in your midst."
Then he said to his disciples,
"The time is coming when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. People will tell you, 'There he is,' or 'Here he is.' Do not go running off after them. For the Son of Man in his day will be like the lightning, which flashes and lights up the sky from one end to the other. But first, he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. Just as it was in the days of Noah, so also will it be in the days of the Son of Man. People were eating, drinking, marrying, and being given in marriage up to the day Noah entered the ark. Then the flood came and destroyed them all. It was the same in the days of Lot. People were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building. But the day Lot left Sodom, fire and sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. It will be just like this on the day the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, no one who is on the housetop with possessions inside should go down to get them. Likewise, no one in the field should go back for anything. Remember Lot's wife? Whoever tries to keep their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life will preserve it. I tell you, on that night, 2 people will be in one bed. One will be taken and the other left. 2 women will be grinding grain together. One will be taken and the other left."
"Where, Lord?"
they asked. He replied,
"Where there is a dead body, there the vultures will gather."
Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said,
in a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea,
grant me justice against my adversary.
For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself,
even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice, so that she won't eventually come and attack me.
And the Lord said,
listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones, who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?
To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everyone else, Jesus told this parable.
Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed,
God, I thank you that I'm not like other people. Robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all that I get.
But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said,
God, have mercy on me, a sinner.
I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted.
People were also bringing babies to Jesus for him to place his hands on them. When the disciples saw this, they rebuked them. But Jesus called the children to him and said,
let the little children come. Come to me. And do not hinder them.
For the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly, I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it.
A certain ruler asked him,
good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
Why do you call me good?
Jesus answered,
no one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. Honor your father and mother.
All these I have kept since I was a boy.
When Jesus heard this, he said to him,
you still lack one thing. Sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me.
When he heard this, he became very sad, because he was very wealthy. Jesus looked at him and said,
how hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. Indeed, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for the rich to enter the kingdom of God.
Those who heard this asked,
who then can be saved?
Jesus replied,
what is impossible with human beings is possible with God.
Peter said to him,
we have left all we had to follow you.
Truly, I tell you, no one who has left home or wife or brothers or sisters or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God will fail to receive many times as much in this age and in the age to come, eternal life.
Jesus took the 12 aside and told them,
we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written by the prophets about the Son of Man will be fulfilled. He will be delivered over to the Gentiles. They will mock him, insult him, and spit on him. They will flog him and kill him. On the third day, he will rise again.
The disciples did not understand any of this. Its meaning was hidden from them, and they did not know what he was talking about. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard the crowd going by, he asked what was happening. They told him,
Jesus of Nazareth is passing by.
He called out,
Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me.
Those who led the way rebuked him and told him to be quiet. But he shouted all the more,
Son of David, have mercy on me.
Jesus stopped and ordered the man to be brought to him. When he came near, Jesus asked him,
"What do you want me to do for you?"
"Lord, I want to see," he replied. Jesus said to him,
"Receive your sight. Your faith has healed you."
Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus, praising God. When all the people saw it, they also praised God.
Thank you for listening to today's StreamGlobe Daily Devotional. We encourage you to share this audio with friends and contacts, and let's touch lives together. StreamGlobe World Outreach is a non-denominational and interdenominational ministry. You can learn more about us or donate by visiting our website at www.streamglobe.org. You can also contact us via telephone by calling +234 80 344 20524 or +234 90 555 65 838. God bless you.